numbers told the story they always do.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of A Numbers Game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. All proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. It's Gil Alexander. Jeff Parlay is here as well. I said happy Bobby Bonilla Day earlier. Happy Canada Day. For those who celebrate Canada as their home and native land, everybody watching, listening on Game Plus, happy Canada Day. You been to Canada before, Jeff? Have you been to?
Toronto, to me, is my favorite North American city.
Me
Love
too.
Love Toronto.
Toronto's a beautiful place. Smart people, beautiful town. Of course, I go there in the summertime, though, when I've been there, and so I haven't experienced the winters. Nonetheless, happy Canada Day to everyone listening north of the border. We appreciate it here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Jason Weingarten joins us from under a cloud of smoke in Southern California, the host of the Wide World of Weingarten podcast. How you doing, Jason?
Pretty good. You know, it's actually one of my favorite times of the year when we get past the NHL and NBA finals, and we get the International FIBA World Championship. We get the International European Championship for small countries in basketball. I could watch Gibraltar versus Andorra at 8 in the morning.
I love it.
Get my betting out of the way for the day.
Andorra versus Gibraltar. That is outstanding. Would you like to share some of your wagers that you currently have on these?
I mean, it's just mostly live totals. I just mostly play with the models and see if I can get ahead of live numbers.
Listen, Jason, when Gibraltar and Andorra take the court, throw out the records. I mean, that rivalry is legendary.
Yeah, they're up. Andorra's up only 5 at half. The spread's 19.5.
What is it? The total population of Andorra. I'm going for the total population of Andorra. For those who don't know, an independent nation wedged in between France and Spain. They probably don't appreciate me using the word wedged. But their total population is 77,000 people as of 2 years ago. So they've culled together the best basketball players in that country to take on Gibraltar here. All right.
I love this stuff, especially when it gets into the women's tournaments and stuff. You know, you can get like 60, 65 point spreads on some of this stuff. And, you know, give me the Irish women's national team and 65 points and anything, and I'll take it.
This is why it's called the Wide World of Weingarten. This is exactly why, because this is what you're betting on. My goodness. All right, Jason, I didn't pass this on to Jeff, so my bad. Host error, not producer error. But we were going through some stuff yesterday via text, and let's just do it this way. I'll just read them out, and you're wanting to make a point. Obviously, it's July 1st, so we want to talk about the month of June, the 30 days of June, and all the games played in baseball. And again, just a little comparison. One guy has 26 runs, 27 hits, 6 doubles, 11 homers, 25 RBI, 29 Ks per 9, I believe is what you wrote there.
K to strikeout. Should be
K to walk. K to walks. There's a tie. I'm sorry. Yeah, 20. That wouldn't make sense. 29 Ks to walks. That's the ratio. 2 stolen bases and a slash of 273, 390, 667. And then the other guy has 23 runs, remember the first guy had 26, 28 hits, remember the first guy had 27, 2 doubles, remember the first guy had 6, 11 homers, same as the first guy, 21 RBI, first guy had 25, 29 K per walk as well, ratio, same as the first guy, also 2 stolen bases, and a slash where every one of them, average on base and slugging, is just a little lower than the first guy, 267, 355, 600. Would you care to share with everybody, because the first guy's stats were just a little better at pretty much everywhere, they're as good or better in every single category. Would you care to share who number two is first and then tell us who number one is?
Aaron Judge is the second player, very, very good outfielder. And Kyle Schwarber is the first player who is not being mentioned in any MVP conversations. The number, by the way, it's 29 strikeouts, 19 walks for Schwarber, and 29 strikeouts, 15 walks for Judge.
Oh, so, pardon me. So I botched that one. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay, though.
That's all right. I apologize. So your point being in all of this, that Aaron Judge, who is the short shot to win currently the American League MVP, is it fair to say that if Kyle Schwarber, you've talked about something called the pinstripe premium. I think we'll give you credit for that phrase. If Kyle Schwarber's playing in New York, like, I mean, is this entire conversation almost turned on its head? at this point?
If Kyle Schwarber's playing in New York, we're talking about him every day about how great he is. And, you know, did you see that home run he hit yesterday? And again, not taking anything away from Aaron Judge. I think he's a great player. I just don't see him being an odds-on favorite for MVP this year, especially when you compare those numbers we just put up to a player like, you know, Yordan Alvarez, whose numbers were off the charts for the past month. He's been hitting 400, 413 or something.
Let me take current odds now for Kyle Schwarber to win MVP. What did you see as?
Oh, I didn't even see him. I don't even think he's listed. I haven't even looked. He's so far down.
I'm taking a gander here. I probably should have had this in advance.
100, 200?
Let's see. We'll race for it. We'll see if we can find it. But it's, yeah, I don't, player awards here. Let's just go randomly. We'll go to DraftKings here for MVP. And let's see. I do not see Kyle Schwarber anywhere. Jeff, do you see Kyle Schwarber anywhere? Anyway, it's just the month of June that we're talking about. But the notion that he's not, even listed, right? This was like the, again, this is the story that I've told a million times, where we're really close to the sun on these kinds of things. And last year, famously, you know, I went back to San Francisco for a couple of days. My buddy Aaron, who's a big Giants fan, like, this is late September. He's like, so Gil, he's not really into betting. He's like, so Gil, like, it's Brandon Crawford's the National League MVP, right? And remember at the time it was the Bryce Harper versus Juan Soto thing, and that's all we were talking about. We had the big Juan Soto tickets. And he was like so convinced, as not a sports bettor, he's like, well, Brandon Crawford's got to be it. Brandon Crawford was 100-1. Brandon Crawford ended up finishing third, right? Didn't get there. But we should probably listen to some of the, you know, the, a lot of us are too close to the sun on these things. We should probably listen to that kind of sentiment every once in a while. Kyle Schwarber, Jeff, what do you got?
Didn't find him. The only thing I will say is I'm sitting on a 50-1 to lead the league in homers from before the season. Six behind Aaron Judge right now for Schwarber.
Six behind.
So he's
Jeff.
He's somewhat alive.
And then Jason, you were watching a Padres broadcast yesterday, and they said Machado is the NL MVP at this point.
Yeah, it was the Fox Sports National broadcast that brought it up in the first inning and said he's the MVP. Easy. He also has the highest WAR in baseball, I think, right now.
Yeah, WAR, of course, just one lens through which to look at such things. Okay, let me just ask you this randomly also, and we'll get your picks here momentarily. But there was a bunch of series that just, pardon me, concluded in Major League Baseball that were these, you know, series that were taking place at the very end of the year and pennant races were in full bloom, like we wouldn't be able to stop talking about them. But we had a Twins-Guardians series, right, where the Guardians now, what did they end up? They ended up 4 games behind the Twins, I believe it is now, in the American League Central. The Braves were taking on the Phillies, obviously both of those teams looking up at the Mets, but that was a big series. Yankees-Astros, just in terms of the two behemoths in the American League, they played each other. So those three, by the way, we had a Rays-Blue Jays series too, although those are teams really just sort of jockeying for wild cards. But I guess my question is, of all of those, did you come away thinking anything differently of any of those clubs than you did beforehand?
Twins. Was real disappointed in the Twins. They squandered a pretty huge lead. You know, all those games they were winning against the Guardians ended up losing either in, you know, walk-off fashion or extra innings. And at the end of the season, those losses are probably going to be the difference between the Guardians and the Twins in the standings. And we're going to look back on this week in late June and say, well, if they had won a couple of those games, you know, maybe we wouldn't be here right now. And the other thing that kind of weirds me out about the Twins is I can't wrap my head around a professional pitching coach leaving an MLB team in the middle of the season
me
for
too.
A college job.
I've thought about that also. Yeah.
Even for more money, but, you know, nobody's kind of asked, well, are there problems with the relationship between the coaches and the players? Or, you know, is it a bad locker room? Is there smoke? You know, because it's just such an unusual move. It makes me think that the team chemistry is not very good because, you know, who in their right mind would leave a professional sports job in the middle of the season? I've just never heard of that.
Maybe he was listening to too many Numbers Game episodes and he caught College World Series fever here listening to all the talk here. I don't know. By the way, current AL Central odds. Twins, I don't know if any of these are going to be sexy enough for you to play. Twins plus 125. White Sox still in the mix plus 170. Guardians plus 240. Anything there?
240 is kind of on the edge of compelling. I think the problem is if you're betting the Guardians now, You're not learning to become a better sports bettor.
That's correct.
You should have been betting them a week or two ago. And I always say, you know, when you're betting futures, the goal is to learn to get ahead of the moves instead of reacting.
Yep. That more than anything is what we try to convey.
If you're betting this now, you're reacting to the Guardians. You're not getting ahead of anything they just did.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I get a text from somebody where I have to respond. I'm like, you do realize the books know that too, right? Like somebody was like, hey, what's Brooklyn going to be? I'm like, well, they know that there's shenanigans coming. Twins,
if
by the way.
If you like that bet, you should have bet it 2 weeks ago,
right.
Sort of thing.
Twins, 1-game lead over the Guardians, 5.5 game lead over the White Sox currently as we approach the midway point of the Major League Baseball season. And finally, Jason, what have you bet today already in baseball?
I laid 190 with the Brewers. Brewers versus Pittsburgh today. I like Pittsburgh starter Rosney Contreras a lot, but I thought 190 was a pretty good price getting back Corbin Burns there. Let's see what else. What else did I bet? I laid 161 with the Astros. So two favorites today, it looks like.
All right. Not opposed to Jason, not opposed to laying the chalk. Value is value, as they say.
But I always, whenever I bet against the Angels, it's a weird thing because I'm always rooting for my own bet to lose. I'm like, great, you go out, hit 5 home runs tonight, do something, anything. Just come on.
I understand. Jason, solid as always, man. Have a great weekend. We appreciate it. And by the way, Felica's suggestion, we just have you read an excerpt from every one of those books behind you on every single appearance. What do you think?
I do it.
Okay.
You guys want to learn about my book collection?
Yeah.
It's one of the finest book collections in the Tri-County area.
I was wondering where he's going with that. Thank you, Jason. Coming back on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here. For only $19, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Sign up today, and you'll get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, NFL preseason coverage, premium articles on golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it, the cost is only $19. To be a subscriber through July 31st. That's it, $19. Sign up now at VSiN.com/summer. Jeff, you making a USFL championship game bet this weekend? Anything?
Nothing? Who's playing?
It's
Philadelphia and Birmingham,
Philadelphia,
right?
And the other guys.
Yeah, Philadelphia and Birmingham. Matt Brown only cares about Philadelphia.
That's all we cared about.
Yeah, all he cares about.
He's got 6-1 on the Stars based on a guest. We couldn't remember who the guest was. We really, like, we apologize for that because it's like of all the guests we couldn't remember. But he gave out Philadelphia. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate all the feedback. People helping us out too in finding odds as well. First of all, this is from Todd Canarsie Born 65, I think it says. Gil, just catching up on today's show, and every time you say KD, I can't help say bar the door. Is there a cure for that? Get it, Jeff, because I say KD bar the door. Jeff is a tough audience sometimes. Chris Hausch, happy Bobby Bonilla Day. Yes, you too, Chris. Titans Insider, not enjoying Canada Day. Won't read that. Chris Hausch talking about Jason betting on the Andorra-Gibraltar game. Was that basketball? Because I gave out Andorra's population south of 80,000. He goes, wow, and Gibraltar only has a population of 33,000. Oh, my God, the talent pool must be deep. Trevor Warwick saying, not worth coming to Canada in the winter. You have to really love the cold. Yeah, no, not doing that. All right, and then the Kyle Schwarber odds patrol has come out here. Matthew Mayberry, Kyle 100-1 DraftKings. AK, Aphrodite Marble, says FanDuel's got him at 150-1. Schwarber at BetMGM from Larry L at 100-1 for MVP. Kyle Schwarber at PointsBet for NL MVP, 125-1. Brandon Webb, not that Brandon Webb. Maybe it's that Brandon Webb. I don't know. Schwarber 100-1 on DraftKings for NL MVP. You guys might have been looking for him in the AL. No, we were looking in the right spot. Let's see. And on with the Schwarber ones. But here's the thing. When we're talking about this, we're just kind of talking about it because Jason was making the June comparison between Aaron Judge's numbers, quite frankly, not being as good or comparable or worse than that of Kyle Schwarber. But let me just be clear. None of us are saying, at least I'm not, Jason will speak on his own behalf. But I'm not telling you to go bet Kyle Schwarber for this. We're just saying it was more of a, is Aaron Judge that outstandingly special this year? Yeah, sure. But it helps that he plays for the Yankees. Is that an accurate portrayal, Jeff? Would you say?
Of what you guys are saying, yes. Schwarber in the home run race, if you can get a 25-1, different story. If you can do that, different story.
But you are very focused.
No, I mean, look, Kyle Schwarber's not winning the MVP of the National League unless if something really weird happens because there's just too many people in front of him right now.
Elvis Toast Patterson tweets. I love that somebody refers to Elvis Patterson. Elvis Toast Patterson tweets. Young Gilly praying Sean King's cooled off after the Bear, Chris Velika, picked under 3.5 wins for his South Florida football squad.
Well, he picked under 4.5, but yes, the point, I guess, stands.
It was under 4.5?
Yeah. Okay. I'll have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure.
And Velika chimes in. He says, 4.5. He says, don't be letting Sean think he's getting more wiggle room. That was from Velika directly to that. Okay. Velika with an underfest. I like it today. Again, his plays. Under on Stanford, 4.5. Under on Utah State, which I believe was 7.5, correct, Jeff? And under on Indiana, which is widely at 4. There are some stray 4.5s out there as well, though. I was surprised at him going under on Indiana because the schedule is kind of favorable for them. Like Stanford, it completely conspires against them. Indiana, even still going under on them. Not that I think they're any good football team, but boy, that what does that say about Indiana? Did you make any season-long college football or pro football plays yet? Uh-oh.
The only thing I have is I had a free bet that I had to use before leaving Illinois.
I stepped into something.
Yes. I took a big bloated number on Tua to win the MVP. That is the only thing
okay.
I took.
At now, what number?
I have to double check it, but I'm pretty sure I got 55, 50.
Somebody get Lombardi on the phone
now,
quick.
Now, I'm not saying I think it's going to win. It's just one of those. If somehow the Dolphins exceed expectations.
Hey, man.
Again, more likely than not, that bet is dead in week 3. So
good for you. You bet a number.
But it's just a number play. Hey, look, it's too early for me to get in the NFL mode more than anything.
Oh, for me too. For me too. Listen, that's the thing. You know, we have Will Hill on. God bless Will Hill, right? And we're joking yesterday. He's made week 1 bets. He's made week 18 bets. And as he was
going off the air yesterday,
he was joking. He goes, next week I'll have week 6 picks, right? He's just because he realizes, like, most people aren't thinking that way. I get it. Some people, right, where we have when college football lines come out, we have really successful bettors like a Paul Stone stand in line and make bets. For him, it's worth it. Pro football, I guess some people do the same thing. I just don't, I don't do it doesn't make me better than anybody, just how my brain works, right? So I don't have any pro football ones either at this point.
The Tua number I have, I just checked it out. I have 55-1 on Tagovailoa.
Okay.
Which probably not good enough. But
whenever you bring up Tua, it always reminds me of one of the most comical bets I've ever made in my life. Taulia Tagovailoa to win the Heisman for University
of
Maryland.
For one day.
It was the most glorious 36 hours of holding a ticket one could ever have.
Then he threw 5 interceptions against Iowa on the Friday night?
He threw 3 in the first half, to be more exact. By halftime, it was like, oh, that was a good one. So, you know, it happens. That's for sure. Back to the NBA one more time. The Nets now down to 40-1 after the news of not only KD being on his way out via trade, after he requests a trade, but that Kyrie is more than likely gone as well. And if we look at these, given what we talked about earlier about possible destinations for Kevin Durant and how Phoenix and Miami might not actually work out via trade, Kevin Durant's 2 preferred destinations, but that the likes of Toronto, New Orleans, and per Zach Lowe, Golden State, could be. By the way, the Golden State thing. Can we just flesh this out for a second? If you're Golden State, by the way, they lost Gary Payton, so the entire team will not be intact. Gary Payton is on his way to play for the Trailblazers. Gary Payton signed a three-year $28 million deal, I believe, with the Blazers, which it should be noted is more than a quarter of the career earnings of his father, who is a Hall of Famer and one of the 75 greatest NBA players of all time. That's just how the world works, Jeff. But if you were the Warriors, let me just play a little sports talk radio here. If you're the Warriors front office, and let's say there was a trade on the table where they're like, we'll give you KD. Obviously, the Warriors would probably have to be the impetus to this. Half the league apparently called the Brooklyn Nets within a half hour. But if you're the Warriors, after winning a championship, the whole thing was, you know, the whole Draymond versus KD thing was, don't forget, we won a championship before you got here. And then they bookended it with another this past year. Could that possibly, and I get it, I know he's probably not going to end up on Golden State. I get it. But I'm just fascinated by what the thinking would be there, where it'd be like, okay, now we proved once again that we could win a championship without Kevin Durant. At this point, that conversation's out the window now. It's no longer a point of contention. Would we trade Kuminga and Wiggins? I get it, they'd have to get rid of Ben Simmons with Wiggins. Wiggins, Kuminga, I don't know, Wiseman, and a bunch of first-round draft picks for Kevin Durant just to see how many rings we could get? I think that would be fascinating.
0.0% chance of happening.
Says the Warriors fan.
0.0. Full Blutarski, Gil.
Full Blutarski?
Yes.
No, you're probably right. Pelicans are 40-1. Zion signed an extension, so Zion can't be part of a deal. But Brandon Ingram could. Brandon Ingram, Jonas Valanciunas, Jones, I mean, what first-round draft picks? Would you take a flyer on the New Orleans Pelicans at 40-1?
Yeah, I that would be the only thing I would consider. I also consider, I didn't see any numbers up this morning, and they could have very easily repopulated during the show. But last night, the Pelicans were 25-1 to be where Durant plays his first minute of next year. That one I don't mind either. That package, if it's Ingram, Jackson Hayes, I think, would be preferred over Valanciunas if I'm Brooklyn because he's younger. Kind of reminds you of what Jared Allen was there. And then one of those good young players in three firsts.
But think about it. You'd have KD, Zion Williamson, and CJ McCollum.
It's not bad, especially if Zion can stay on the court, which, obviously, humongous if.
Large if. Boy, he's parlayed a large if into a whole bunch of money, hadn't he?
Yeah, $225 million over basically a season and a quarter.
Jeff, if I gave you a Bobby Bonilla deal right now where I deferred your contract over 25 years later in life, would you take it right now?
If it's that amount of money?
Oh, no, just a comparable amount of money, but just a deferral.
I'd have to think about it.
Okay, just curious. Vinny Maiolio is next here on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on A Numbers Game, just like Brent said, the great Brent Musburger. It's Gil Alexander. It's that time of week, ladies and gentlemen, slow jamming with Vinny Maiolio. Oh, yeah. Once again, more smooth jazzy, slow jammy.
Right?
But it's Vinny. Vinny Maiolio, everybody, the Hall of Famer, Vinny Maiolio. How you doing, man?
I am well, Gil.
What are you, 12 days shy of induction?
Something, yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, about a week and a half.
Like with the NFL, do you get to pick someone to introduce you to enshrinement?
No, that individual is picked for the inductees.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they've done a good job.
Why would they do it that way?
Well, they really watch. They know who's close to each other and friends, and anybody that's been inducted, it's been someone that would have been considered for
them. Do you know in advance who it is?
I think I find out that day.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now that's cool.
So
because you get surprised by it. Yes.
Yeah. It's really nice. I'm actually, it's going to be interesting because I'm emceeing the event, and of course, my wife's greatest fear is that I'll be inducting myself because
Vinny. And the reason her very fear, special for you is that
you know. I can't say enough about this next individual.
Vinny, would you say you've never met a mic you didn't like?
My wife said that. She said, you know, you with a microphone should be considered armed and dangerous. But
Vinny, for you, a special treat. You get to introduce yourself.
But no, it's I'm actually I'm really looking forward to it. You know, the other inductees, Sandy Drost, of course, Chrissy Andrews.
Chrissy Andrews. Mishpucha.
And Paul from the Canadian Gaming Association. He's the president of the Canadian Gaming Association.
Crack was on with us yesterday. Bill Krakenberger,
Bill Krakenberger.
And he had an interesting point. I'm curious where you stand on this. He's like, how can there be a sports betting Hall of Fame where someone like Bob Martin's not in it?
Yeah.
Or Frank Rosenthal, of course, right?
Sure.
Lefty.
Mm-hmm.
The Koshers, the Pokers, you know, the list goes on and on.
Oh, I will agree with Bill. First of all, you know, again, it's a great honor, and the SBC sports betting communities, they started the Hall of Fame in, I think it was 2016, and it was very Eurocentric. But they've expanded. You know, Sue Schneider, who's on the board, she's really responsible for the American component of the SBC. And so really started to get more Americans involved. And she's very open to the fact that it's not just, I think, those of us on our side of the counter. And I think at some point you will see an expansion of that, you know, where there'll be operators continue, you know, longer term, like Jackie Gaughan. How's Jackie Gaughan, right, is on that list as well. So bettors, because I think it's unique. You know, Gil, it's the part of gaming that a lot of, at least those of us that have been in it for a while, we always talk about there's got to be that mutual respect across the counter. You know, I mean, old school is, you know, a bookmaker never wanted to see, you never want to see a player go bust, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And as a player, you never want to see a good operator go out of business, right? Because there's that comfort level. You don't have that, at least that's the way I grew up in it. And so long answer, but I wanted to give it some perspective. I think those folks that you mentioned and that Bill Krakenberger was talking about certainly deserve.
Because Bob Martin seems like the obvious, right?
Oh, I mean,
the Babe Ruth, right?
I have to tell you, and I got to meet him and talk with him several times. Just
Bob Martin, who was responsible for the Vegas line singularly, one man.
Set the Super Bowl III line. Well, set the first two, but I remember hearing his name for the first time at Super Bowl III. The infamous "I guarantee it" by Joe Namath,
with Brett Musburger present when he said
Brett
that.
Musburger. Yeah. Where's that picture?
Oh, it's somewhere in the studio. Here. It used to be back here. I don't know.
But Bob was and a funny man. Like I played ball with his son-in-law, and Bob. I'd call out, but they were all living together at the time, and Bob would answer the phone. Hey, Vinny, how's it going? Yeah, before I get him, I'm thinking he's going to ask about a game or something like that. Or he said, his name was Eric. Is Eric any good? Because I really need to know this. Is it like, should I? What if I were to make a price on, you know, him getting a hit?
What would I have liked to have inducted Chrissy, to introduce Chrissy?
Oh, yeah.
DNA reveals he's a member of the tribe, author of the hockey teaser. Chrissy Andrews, everybody. No,
so, but yeah, that will, it's...
good for you, man.
They do.
12 days from now, for those who want to attend?
Yeah, the 13th
the Meadowlands.
Of July. Yeah.
Where exactly? Meadowlands?
At the Meadowlands, at the racetrack. Okay. Yeah, we're going to be... Right. At the Meadowlands racetrack. Maybe I can
Captain
get some
Jack
of my,
will be there.
Captain Jack. I think Spanky will be there. They
nice.
Were there last year. That's where I met Captain Jack actually last December.
A beautiful
came
thing.
Came up to me. Nice man.
All right.
So
okay. So let's talk about the NBA free agency, KD. How do you guys handle it? Now, again, not all books are the same outfit, same business model. Obviously, DraftKings is going to be one sort of thing, and an MGM is going to be one sort of thing. Yep. South Point is not that.
Mm-hmm. Different, yeah.
What do you guys do? Is your instinct to take stuff down before things shake out, before you repost? Is that kind of what you do on some of these?
I've done both.
Yeah.
In fact, we're on the phone with Chrissy. Chrissy's on vacation. So, you know, naturally, when you're on vacation, you're still working. Yeah, I mean, that's just the nature of it, right? The biggest news yesterday, and it's not just the signings, right? I mean, Knicks finally get a point guard, right? But I think the Knicks situation is more long-term when you look what they did with the draft and stockpiling draft picks and things like that. But the KD news, right, is pretty significant because you really want to handicap, I think, on both sides of the counter, where do you think he's going to go?
Of course.
Right? I mean, we know that the Nets
since we've done half the morning this morning. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So the Nets are now likely going to be without Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. So you're like, you know, should we raise the Nets? And handicapping where you think he might go, well, you start breaking it down by conference. At this point, I kind of think he's going to stay in the East because I think he got more of an impact, like a Miami, let's say.
Well, I mean, there are hurdles to that. I guess my question for you is, did you enjoy when you said you did both? Did you enjoy being at the shops where you like it kept up, right? Like, so a lot of folks, they still keep up NBA futures odds.
Yeah,
right?
You could keep it up, but you know you keep an eye on the prices, obviously, and maybe you just lower you hold off on you don't necessarily have extravagant odds because you just don't know, right? So
yeah, it's a fascinating time of year. NBA drama is the never ending soap opera.
You know what's interesting, Gil, about it is that in essence, in the NBA, you've got not just players, but superstar, impactful players are the GMs in many cases now.
Sure. Well, right? That's also part of the part that got the Nets so, I mean, they were already sour on Kyrie. But you remember that whole press conference where Kyrie was like, yeah, you know, me and, you know, want to have some say, I'm paraphrasing, in who comes here and who plays here. The yeah. Nets brass was listening to that. They must have been like, what?
Yeah, I just...
No, you don't. Yes, we're trying to get rid of you.
You know...
That's our first move, Kai.
The likelihood is, you know, you probably could raise the Nets if you're leaving up the future book, because it just looks like now it's an organization in disarray. I mean, and it's still a Knick town.
What
in New York?
It's still a Knick town.
I mean, it doesn't matter that the Nets were better over the last few course of the last few years. It's still about the Knicks.
What an unmitigated disaster. They played 58 games together, those two guys.
Yeah.
58 in the end, over three seasons. Obviously, KD was hurt for the first part of that.
Yeah.
But 58 games for three seasons.
It's frustrating for the fans, for sure. You know, and then you're trying to, you know, put up numbers on games. You're trying to put up regular season wins. And I mean, it's complicated.
I got a question on that. When do NBA regular season wins typically come out?
It was... Probably August, Gil, or you know, I mean,
it's comparatively late.
It is later, but again, you got this is a later free agent signing period as well. Mm-hmm. So,
not for a while. Okay, more with Vinny Maiolio, slow jamming with Vinny right here on a Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks. When you wager on the BetMGM app, sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Gil Alexander, Vinny Maliulo, Jeff Parlay. Jeff was just asking off air. He's like, I really should go to Del Mar. Yeah. And we were saying, I was like, between the stories from Chrissy and Ron Flatter, you added Roxy as well. You all should go to Del Mar. And then I sort of casually mentioned, oh, yeah, pardon me. I said, oh, yeah, that's where Chrissy ran into the hitman, an actual hitman who killed over 50 people, and he worked up the courage to, like, ask for his money. Yeah. That's one of the great story times ever. But he liked Chrissy.
Everybody does. I mean, you know, but
one of the great story times ever, as written in Then One Day, Chrissy's first book. That's just so great.
Del Mar, and if you haven't gone, partly, you have to go, because first of all, you're going to run into somebody you know down there, and it's a tradition for us here in the industry to get down there. And you go down there and you see your customers, you see some friends, you run into people all the time. You know, Jimmy Vaccaro, somebody owed him money. And the guy's just on fire down at the track. I mean, he's got two fists full of money. He owed Jimmy like a couple $100. And Jimmy said, hey, you know, how about that $200? He says, Jesus, Jimmy, will you come on, give a guy a chance to get started. He's got two fists full of money. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's the famous.
It was probably done by the end of the day anyway.
Is the famous Letterman joke, or is the guy who's, I've told this before, relayed it from Letterman. Letterman told this joke this every night for like a week when he had a show back, where it's like the guy who, you know, is in Las Vegas. He knocks on somebody's door. They answer. He's like, hey, you know, my wife, she's taken ill. She's in the hospital. I need money for her hospital bills. And they're like, well, we don't know you. Like, we'd love to help, but we don't know you, sir. He does a fifth door, sixth door, finally gets to the seventh door. Hey, I'm here in Las Vegas on vacation. My wife is taken ill. She's in the hospital. I need to get her, you know, I need to pay the hospital bills. And they look at each other, the couple that answers the door. They go, well, sir, we'd love to help you, but how do we know that you're not going to just take this money and go gamble? He goes, oh, I got gambling money. Letterman's like, oh, I got gambling money.
I just saw that guy on the way into the studio. By the way, he's running around.
I didn't realize your induction into the Hall of Fame, yours and Chris Andrews' induction in the Hall of Fame, among others, is part of the conference.
Yes, the SBC Sports Betting Communities Conference. So it's a 3-day conference, Gil, and you know, you have operators from really all over the world that convene. There are panel discussions. Like I said, you get to see bettors do attend. Spanky's been an attendee for the last few times I've been there, and Captain Jack's been there. Rufus Peabody.
Rufus was just telling me he was at some, because I texted him the other day. He's like, yeah, I'm at an AP convention in Montana. He's at an Advantage Player convention in Montana.
Really?
I'm like, really?
Up in Montana.
Yeah.
Wonder if maybe Brent's up there.
Maybe.
Maybe Brent might be, he might be the chairman.
I've heard of you, Rufus.
That's right. So
that was my Brent.
It's good. And it's a panel. And there's going to be, and those of us inducted, again, Chrissy, Sandy Drost from American Wagering, U.S. Bookmaking, and Paul Burns, who's the president of the Canadian Gaming Association, will be on a panel. Johnny Avello, who I hope to meet.
Oh, you should totally meet him.
Before.
You should totally meet him beforehand.
He's the people who are listening for
he still think we're, yeah. Jeez, why does he keep saying
that? I
met
Johnny in 1979.
Yeah.
So he's the moderator for the panel.
Oh,
and
cool.
I think our panel is going to be talking about the future and, you know what we see in terms of the future.
You said off air there was a question you wanted to ask me. What was the question about that?
Oh, one of the panels, Gil, is on fixed odds for horse racing, which is very prevalent overseas. Particularly, you know, if you go to Europe, you go to England and Ireland, the majority of the fans there bet with bookies at fixed odds on horses, and the bookies bet into the tote, which is a great, you know, that's great.
As a layoff, I mean, kind of thing.
Well, yeah, you're handling risk and managing
balancing risk. The books.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like good accounts. And I was just wondering, would you be interested? Would that entice you in terms of, listen, because oftentimes
fixed odds as opposed to parimutuel.
What's frustrating, especially these days with, you know, pool change, you know, fixed, you know, where there's robotic wagering, where there's massive amounts of bets placed within the last couple of minutes. And you know, you, all of a sudden, you know, you think you have a 5-to-1 shot. And then, you know, the first flash, you know, right at the quarter pole is, wait a minute, my horse is now, what, 7-to-5?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Would that be something that's interests you?
Quick answer is yes.
Yeah.
The quick, from a sports bettor's mindset.
Right.
Right. Because I'm struck by, you know, you guys have during the Kentucky Derby, you have this ballroom filled with people.
Right.
Average age 127 years old up there watching the Kentucky Derby.
You could bring it down for the Derby because it's the Derby,
we're up there
the
watching.
The demographics, listen,
it's
there's
awesome.
25, 30 years difference between sports and race.
But for some reason, you know how certain comments land on you in a certain way and you never forget them?
Yeah.
I, for some reason, there was an exchange there. I was with Wishnev, Todd Wishnev, mm-hmm. and we're betting on the Derby because we can't help ourselves.
Because it's the Derby.
Because it's the Derby.
Right.
We know we're going to lose. Anyway. And I remember Wishnev asked me right before the race. He goes, what's the payout on this horse? And I said to him, I go, it's parimutuel. We don't know yet. And he goes, I forgot about that stuff. But he didn't use the word stuff.
Yeah.
And so that is every sports bettor's mentality to that. So the answer to your question is yes, absolutely, I would.
You want to know what you're going to win. Now, the Derby, probably not the best example, and you know, simply because the Derby, being the Derby, and it is the most popular horse racing event of the year in terms of betting and interest, right? But typically, you know, you see it on a daily basis. I mean, if you go to see Belmont today, or you know, California or Florida, and all of a sudden that happens where your odds are like, wait, it's not even close. How did this happen? You know, so I think that frustrates a lot of folks. And Monmouth actually did it last year. And I think they're going to try to do it again. But there'll be a panel discussion on that again to see if it can further.
Do you think that will ever be the norm in Vegas?
I don't think it'll be the norm in Vegas. Yeah. I don't. I mean, even when we were booking races here, Gil, prior to parimutuel, which entered the picture here in 91, 92. We were booking races. You paid full, depending on the property, you paid full track odds up to a certain amount. Every property was different. So
you may want to get that call, Vinny. They're very excited to talk to you, whoever that is right there.
It is.
Yeah.
It's Rich Bachelary.
My goodness.
You should be listening right now. I won't do that. You know, it was frustrating for bettors. It's still frustrating for people, I think. You know, and again, given the expansion,
just not what they're used to. Yeah.
The expansion of sports betting is now mainstream. Remember, we used to talk about it when VSiN started. Gil, it was becoming more mainstream. Well, it is more mainstream, and VSiN had a lot to do with that, I think, and of course, PASPA being overturned. But people, when they make a bet, they like to know what they're going to win when they make the bet.
Of course.
So, but do I see it changing? I really don't, honestly, not in the near future. But I think it would be a great option, you know, if it's available.
What's going to get most of the betting handle this weekend?
Oh, baseball. Not USFL.
Not UFC.
Canadian.
Not UFC.
UFC. Yeah, the UFC card will uptick, but I think because of the amount of baseball games, it'll be baseball this weekend, and then followed by the UFC.
And when are the Wimbledon numbers coming up here at the South Point, Vincenzo?
You know that I'm just talking to Ashley back there now. Quarterfinals, Gil, you'll be, and we have your spot because I just said, hey Ashley, I'm going to go in, and Gil's going to ask me about Wimbledon.
That's right. That's it. There wouldn't be an official appearance without it.
I said, I'm going to tell him, and he's going to come to the window. So,
courtesy bet's coming.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Attaboy, good.
It doesn't have to be courtesy. Maybe it'll be legit if you have the numbers I like.
Listen, you got a shop.
Listen, if there's one thing, my goal, if I leave here without it, you know, is pushing that earlier and earlier in the slams for you. It's
like
a crusade.
To get to these 32 at least, it would be a big milestone, wouldn't
boy,
it?
Boy, would that be a moment. We got the round of 32. Anyway, Sakkari loses, by the way. Maria Sakkari, the upset of the morning at Wimbledon on the ladies' side anyway. So little more path cleared for all the other potentials, including the great Iga Swiatek. That was her quarter to win. She has no excuses. Straight sets gone. Thank you, Vinny.
Good to be with you, Gil. Have a great weekend,
you too.
Everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Jeff, Kev, everybody. Dave Ross, next. Lombardi Line. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.